The Luke Easter Stories, Week 6, Day 3. The disciples tell the Lord about Easter morning, and the Lord begins to teach them. The disciples say, "But also, certain women from among us amazed us, who were at the sepulchre early in the morning, and not finding his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, who say that he is alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the sepulchre and found it, even as the women had said. But him they did not see. And he said to them, 'O thoughtless and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to have entered into his glory?'" Apocalypse Explained, 677. In the word, to become afraid, to be dismayed, and similar expressions are often used in reference to both the good and the evil. Terror and dismay signify a state of the mind disturbed and changed by an imminent or visible danger to the life. But this is one thing with the good and another with the evil. With the good, it is a disturbance of mind and a change of state from imminent and visible danger to the soul. But with the evil, it is from imminent and visible danger to the life of the body. This is because the good regard the life of the soul, and not so much the life of the body, as the chief and final thing, while the evil regard the life of the body, and not so much the life of the soul, as the chief and final thing. In fact, the evil do not in heart believe in that life, the life of the soul, and such as do believe still love only the things that are of the body, such as the appetites and pleasures of various kinds. But with the good, the reverse is true. The holy tremor that seizes upon, agitates, and convulses the inner parts of the head when the divine flows in and fills them, is called fear, terror, and dread, as can be seen from the following passages, as in Luke, when the angel of the Lord stood by the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, they were afraid with a great fear. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. Behold, I proclaim to you good tidings of great joy, which is to all the people." The two disciples going to Emmaus said to Jesus, "Certain women terrified or amazed us." From these passages, it can be concluded that terror and alarm mean in the word various disturbances of mind arising from the influx of such things as cause amazement, connected also with joy. Arcana Celestia 5405. The Lord, from his own power, governed in a state of temptations, that is, overcame the hells, which were in evils and falsities, and were continually pouring them into mankind. The Lord, by his own power, overcame and subdued the hells, and thus glorified or made divine the human in himself. This is evident from many passages in the Word, as from this in John, "I lay down my soul that I may take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." John chapter 10. That the passion of the cross was the last of the temptations, and that by it the Lord fully glorified the human in himself, that is, made it divine, is also plain from many passages in the Word, as in this chapter of Luke. Arcana Celestia 9429. The interior things of the Word are called glory. This is because the divine truth proceeding from the Lord as a sun is the light in heaven, which gives sight to the angels there and at the same time intelligence and wisdom. From this divine light is all the glory in heaven, which is such as to surpass all human apprehension. From this it is plain why the internal sense of the word is meant by glory. For the internal sense of the word is the divine truth that proceeds from the Lord in heaven. Thus it is the light from which is all the glory there. Arcana Celestia 10828. The Lord came into the world in order to save the human race, which otherwise would have perished in eternal death. And he saved it by this, that he subjugated the hells, which were infesting every man that came into the world and that went out of the world. And at the same time by this, that he glorified his human, for in this way he can hold the hells in subjection to eternity. The subjugation of the hells and the simultaneous glorification of his human were effected or brought about by means of temptations admitted into his human, and by continual victories then. His passion on the cross was the last temptation and the full victory. To glorify is to make divine. From this it is now evident that unless the Lord had come into the world and had become a man, and had in this manner freed from hell all who believe in him and love him, no mortal could have been saved. This is meant by its being said that without the Lord there is no salvation. Questions and comments. Number one, what kind of fear or amazement connected also with joy did the disciples feel when they heard from the women that two angels had told them Jesus was risen? 2. In what areas are we, as the Lord says, thoughtless and slow of heart to believe all that the Lord teaches us in his word? 3. Why was it necessary for the Lord to have suffered these things in order to enter into his glory?